Hyperliquid's HIP-3 pushes stocks and S&P 500 perps on-chain. Hyperliquid's HIP-3 framework has been used to list equity and S&P 500 index perpetuals fully on-chain, and Cointelegraph reported on June 14, 2026, that the deployment helped drive about $200 billion in volume. The post frames HIP-3 as the mechanism that moves stock exposure onto the same on-chain order book that handles crypto perpetuals. The single source basis here is the original Cointelegraph report. The exact split between equity products and Hyperliquid's existing crypto markets inside that $200 billion figure is not broken out in the post, so treat the headline number as a combined volume reference rather than a clean equities-only total. A perp venue starts quoting the same index a broker does. HIP-3 is Hyperliquid's framework for deploying new perpetual markets without going through a central listings team. Builders define a market, post the required stake, and run it on Hyperliquid's infrastructure. Pointing that machinery at equities and a broad index like the S&P 500 means a decentralized derivatives venue is now quoting price exposure that previously lived inside brokerages and regulated futures desks. For traders, the practical change is access. A wallet that already trades BTC or ETH perpetuals on Hyperliquid can take a position tracking a stock or the S&P 500 from the same balance without opening a separate brokerage account or moving funds into a different rail. The position is a derivative tracking the price, not ownership of the underlying share, which is the same structure crypto perps already use. On-chain equities are becoming a contested lane. This lands in a year when the line between tokenized traditional assets and crypto-native venues keeps thinning. Regulators have started rewriting decades-old market plumbing to accommodate it. The SEC moved to scrap a 20-year-old rule that blocked automated market makers from handling tokenized stocks, a change aimed squarely at letting equity exposure trade on-chain. Banks are moving too, with Citigroup planning tokenized securities of private companies. Hyperliquid's route is different from a tokenized share model. Rather than issuing a blockchain claim on a real share held in custody, a perpetual just tracks the price and settles in the venue's collateral. That sidesteps the custody and transfer agent questions tokenized equities raise, but it leaves the standard perp risks in place. Funding payments, liquidation if the position moves against you, and reliance on the oracle feeding the index price. On-chain perps on non-crypto underlyings are not unique to Hyperliquid either. DeFi Llama has cataloged on-chain perps referencing pre-IPO names like OpenAI, Anthropic, and SpaceX, a sign that builders are pushing perpetual structures onto almost any priceable asset. HIP-3 extends that pattern to listed equities and a benchmark index, which is a larger and more liquid target. The risk sits in the oracle, and the funding mechanics, a stock perp, is only as honest as the price it references. Equities trade on a fixed exchange calendar with opening and closing auctions, while an on-chain perp runs continuously. That gap raises questions the post does not answer: how the index is priced outside U.S. market hours, how funding behaves across weekends, and how the market handles gaps when the underlying reopens. None of that is disclosed in the source, so anyone trading these products should read the specific market's documentation before sizing a position. There is also the permissionless angle. HIP-3 lowering the bar to launch a market is the point, but it also means the quality of any given equity perp depends on whoever deployed it and the oracle they wired in. Volume alone does not certify that a market is well designed. A milestone, with the fine print still open. The clear takeaway is that a decentralized perp venue is now actively quoting equity and S&P 500 exposure on-chain at meaningful scale, per Cointelegraph's $200 billion volume reference. The unclear part is durability. Whether the equities portion is a lasting product line or an early adopter spike, and how it holds up once oracle behavior and funding across market closes gets stress-tested. For now, crypto users who want stock exposure from a self-custody wallet have one more on-chain venue offering it, alongside the crypto cards and self-custody spending tools that keep funds on the same rails.